Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference.
Hey guys, so here we are. We're knocking out this podcast. Tim and Oscar kind of take care of things. The part that Dave and Melina don't really know,
right?
At least not until they hear this, right? is that we kind of hijack the podcasts. They're taking a little bit of time off, well deserved. And so Tim had this idea of what would it look like to bring some folks in.
Right. Yeah. I just wanted to take the opportunity, first of all, to take something off of Dave and Melina's plate because should I share with them where they're at?
Sure.
So yeah, Dave and Melina, they're in Jerusalem. They went to Israel for a vacation. Melina's been wanting to do that for a long time. So Dave took her, and we have a lot of things scheduled for when they get back. And as a business owner, I know what it takes to, like, I know how it is to shut down just for the weekend, let alone for 10 straight days. So we wanted to take something off of their plate. And we also wanted to give an opportunity for, you know, some club members to step up and really just kind of give us some insight about what is it that they take from the club, right? What are the things that really impact them inside of the club? So I don't even know how many people we have coming in today. There's probably about 8, 10, something like that.
Yeah, we've got quite a few coming in. And so we were posing three questions, right?
Right.
And they're not going to answer them. You know, my expectation isn't that they're going to answer them specifically.
Right.
But you'll get to hear a little bit about their background and what they're doing. And the questions really was, you know, why did they join the club?
Right. Yeah.
What prompted them to even consider joining the club? And then the other was, since you joined, who or what has really just had the greatest amount of impact or effect in your life, in your business, what have you, right?
Right.
And then the last one that we asked is, you know, knowing what you know today about the club and your involvement in the club, right, what does that look like for other people? What would you share for other people so that they get a glimpse into the super cool place that they hang out at, that we
right.
all hang out at, right? So that's kind of the framework for this conversation with folks. And I think it was a great idea, Tim. Appreciate you kind of dialing it in and reeling me into it and becoming partners in crime,
right?
And getting this thing done. So,
I didn't want to be the only one hijacking the podcast, just in case Dave gets mad.
Got it.
So his fault.
You have a guilty party. All right, cool. So yeah, no problem.
He gave
man.
The go ahead, Dave.
It's and you know, even though John's not in here right now, he's guilty too. So I'm not going down alone. That's just the way it works. So, and if anybody else steps in the line, they're taking blame too.
Right. So, with that, we're going to go ahead and open the door. Everybody's right outside this door here, and yeah. We're going to go ahead and bring some people in and let them share with you their experience so far and let you know really what can you expect. Talk to you in a few.
Awesome, let's get it started.
Hello, my name is Peter Ramirez. I'm here with Kevin Cito Castillo.
That's right, guys, Handsome Castle again. Kevin Castillo back in the building.
Wait a minute.
I don't care how many times you say that, Kevin, it's funny.
Wait. He has a nickname and I don't? Wait.
Yeah,
that's not even a nickname. That's just my name.
So I think he figured out how to get it translated or figured out what his name meant, or he made it up. Either way, it's pretty doggone funny.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Just Google
that's
it.
A great guys, joke,
Google
bro.
It.
Yeah. It's a great joke. So I've been, why did I join? Because of Kevin. No. So I've been with the club since June 2013, but I really believe my journey started way before then. My journey started, I believe, in the 80s. I always wanted to do real estate. I used to stay up late at night. Watch those. You can buy real estate with no money down. And that was what I really wanted to do, get into real estate. But it became plan B because I had a career. I was in aerospace. I became an aerospace engineer. But I realized that I wasn't going to achieve my goals working for a company. I realized that they were going to pay me just enough to keep coming back. And when I got fed up with the work, they would give me a raise and keep coming back. And I was away from my family more and more because I became a field engineer, and it was just sucked being away from. My wife told me one time, I feel like a single parent because you're gone so much. Wow. So through that journey, I was looking for other things, and I tried other programs, tried other things. Something that can supplement until I could start my own business. When I was in college, I wanted to be a business owner. So this has been a journey, but a journey with the destiny, I believe, because there's no mistake that I'm here with New Wealth. There was things that happened in my life, tragedies, in fact, that brought me here. First, I lost my son to a motorcycle accident. That was a difficult situation, difficult challenge to get through, but I had my wife with me, and we got through it together. Got through it, but not over it. You never get over something like that. And then February 2013, I lost my wife to a brain aneurysm. Healthy, energetic. My best friend, we did everything together. We went everywhere together. We were building her business, in fact. She was going to be she was a hairstylist and makeup artist, and we were going to buy a salon for her and get her started. And one Sunday, actually it was Super Bowl Sunday, 2013, she had an aneurysm break. And my whole world went crumbling around me. And then 2 months after that, I lost my job. I was laid off because of budget situations in Washington. So my prayer became, Lord, bring people in my life who can help me through this, who can help me get started in my business. This is a great opportunity to do this. So I found New Wealth. I called an ad, talked to Jason, had a great conversation with him. He was like, you need to come down. This is where you need to be. And so I've been able to do this business because of my why. My why is huge. It was huge when I got here. It gets bigger all the time. It gets bigger and bigger. The original why never goes away, but just it gets bigger and more gets added to it. So that's something I'll never do. I'll never quit because my why is bigger than me. But also, the way I was able to get through some of these tragedies in my life is because of my faith in the Lord. And through that, it was always, don't make it about you. Because if you made it about you, things that are happening, then it wouldn't make sense. So when I came to the meeting, the thing that resonated with me was Melina saying, how many are willing to serve a homeowner and not get paid, even if you don't get paid? And then that resonated with me because it's not making it about you. It's when you can show up at the door and it's not about you, but about how you can serve them. That's why I'm with the club. That's why I'm with this club.
Yeah, man, I appreciate everything you've said, everything that you shared with us. And, you know, I've heard Melina refer to you as the lighthouse, right? And man, it's
so I have my nickname now.
It's clear. It's clear, right, that the things that you faced, they're not even obstacles. They're you said tragedies, right?
Challenges.
Yeah. It's something that it's you want to talk about life changing. And who I know you to be is amazing, just because how you carry yourself, right? And when you say that it's not, you wanted to do something that wasn't about you, that's who you are. That's how you live. So you're, I mean, it just kind of just threw me for a loop, I guess, right now, you know, but it's, this is the stuff, right, that you don't get anywhere else. This is the keep it real conversations that happen in the office. This is the type of people that people encounter when they come and see who we are and what we're all about. And how genuine you are, Peter, as an individual, as a person, as a human being, and then your faith, like you said, has carried you through all this and taking you to that step now where, man, I can serve homeowners. And I've heard you say this before too, that none of it was by accident, right? And you also said just now that it has a destiny. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a destination, right? It was a destiny, which is, to me, is just a extremely powerful word. So I just thank you for who you are and how you show up. And people just, you guys don't know Peter until you meet him in person, and you'll understand why he's referred to as the Lighthouse.
Thank you. I think the thing that every time I come in the office that makes it, that confirms I need to be here is you guys, being around you guys. As we go through things in life, as we go through business challenges, to have you guys there to knock on a door and sit down and talk. And then it becomes more than just real estate. I sit with Tim plenty of times and just talk about life. So thank you guys for being there.
I'm I'm at a loss for words, first of all. It has to do with, like, I know the strength that it takes just to share that into this microphone, right? We've had the conversation, and, I knew that story. I didn't expect you to share it here, just because I know, I can hear it in your voice how difficult it is to share that. But like Oscar said, I mean, the power in your story, and you show up as a very strong, like the Lighthouse, right? I mean, you're there, and your ability to share what you've gone through is an inspiration. Like, just to be that transparent is very inspiring for me, because I'm learning to be transparent, and it's also it just shows just how strong you are, and what kind of a leader you are inside this club. I mean, I don't know if you realize what kind of a leader you are in this club. The people that look up to you, probably not enough people tell you that they're looking at you for guidance, but they are. A lot of people are, and I think it's. I'm glad you shared.
Thank you. One of the things that I wasn't going to talk about that. I was going to talk about other things, but I just felt led to do that. And I've always said, I don't want anything that I've gone through to be go in vain. And so it will not be in vain, because it's now permanent record. It's recorded. Right. And it's not going to be the last time that I'll be talking about it as well. Yeah. So
I appreciate anyway. That.
And Kevin's one of the guys that keeps me coming back as well.
I mean, you're one of the people that inspire me. I mean, we talk about, one of the things we like to say in, you know, the leadership is we're leaders leading leaders. Peter was one of the best examples of doing that, because anytime he sees me struggling, hey, what's going on? He pulls me aside, you know, or smacks me in the head or whatever he does, you know. But this is why I continue to be here. There's no place that I feel like I can get the support, that I can be around the people that I'm around and get the type of inspiration that I get here, because I've seen other things. I've been to different things, but there's been times where, you know what, I've been wanting to quit, but then I keep coming around people like Peter at the Lighthouse, and he shows me where to go, you know. people like you guys, Dave and Melina, that guide me, you know, and continue to push me and inspire me and help me grow and move forward with this business. And this is, I mean, stories like Peter, we hear that all the time, and it pushes me to keep moving forward and do the best that I can.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we've all felt like quitting at one point. But one time I was telling a friend, I feel like quitting. And he's like, you can't. I'm like, what do you mean I can't? You can't tell me I can't. I can do whatever I want. I'm a grown man. And he goes, you can't, because there's more people looking at you and seeing what you do than you even know. And I'm like, all right, I can't quit. You're right. So I'm sure guys can relate to that too, as well.
Absolutely, man. It's it's so true. Tim hit it on the head that there's people that are watching. I'm going to say our every move, if you will.
Exactly.
And how you carry yourself in this business, the integrity that you show up with, the ability to lend that ear, right, and help people walk through things. And it's so fitting, right? You've been through storm after storm after storm, and you're able to be that lighthouse for other people that are dealing with their storms.
Yeah.
And they now have a clear path because of a 2-minute encounter, 5-minute encounter with Peter Ramirez, right? And and you see it, you know, you guys can't see what we see in here, right? But man, it's we're all a little set back, but it's cool. This is what happens. This is who we are. This is what we do, and these are the type of people that we get to hang out with and enjoy the journey with.
Well, the cool thing is, I say my journey started back in the 80s because of all the challenges I've been through. So when I show up at a door, when I show up with the homeowner, they can't tell me, you don't know what's like.
Yeah.
But I don't show up there like, oh, I know everything. I can show up there with empathy that others can't. So
yeah,
no, I've been groomed by the best to do this business. that's how I look at it. And to have Dave and Melina to take this raw material that being me and form it and direct it in the right direction has been powerful for me, because I would say probably last month or maybe 2 months ago, I wouldn't be sitting at this in this chair. I would have said, nah, good. No, I'd have been, this wouldn't have been a possibility.
Got it.
So,
yeah.
So the growth continues and it will continue.
Yeah. And that's the thing that we see day in and day out, right? And you see it now because you've been around for a few years now. I mean, Cito, you started when you were 18 years old here, and to see where you are today and the person you've become, and doesn't mean the journey's over by any means, right?
But no, I feel like the journey, I feel like there's been different journeys within, you know, the whole time that I've been here. There's been different stages that I've had in this career, in this business. You know, I feel like I'm a completely different person now than when I first got started. The biggest thing that's really helped me is the people that I'm around. I mean, having you and Oscar and everybody else that I can work with has as business partners is impacting me so much, because there's things that I would have tried to taken on before that I would have probably messed up, because you know what? I'm not an expert in that, or that's not where I can really shine in, you know? And when I can throw that off onto you guys and you guys can help me out with, I'm able to do a lot more. And I'm able to step into the role that I know I can step into and really do the best at what I'm good at.
Right.
Yeah. The support we have is unbelievable. I mean, recently I've gone through a challenge in business, and I had every senior investor, including Dave and Melina, rally around me and support me through it all. Just awesome. The amount of knowledge that came and surrounded me was amazing. So what you guys do and that opportunity to work with people like you is amazing.
No, I appreciate that. You know, it's appreciate you guys being out here and hanging out with us and sharing a little bit about who you are and where you've been and where you're going. And, you know, Tim, I find it humbling to a certain extent with when I met David Molina some 7-8 years ago, not having a clue of really what I was getting into. And now, you know, sitting here listening to all these folks that we've been around,
right,
and hearing the stories and just really absorbing it all and realizing the effect and the impact that little idea that Dave had, right?
On a napkin.
That he drew up on a napkin. That just the thought that, hey, we can take this. You know, we learned from this guy, Greg, how we can do this. Let's do better. And now that we've done better, how many other people can we teach and bring along? And the ripple effect, mm-hmm, right? It's like casting that little stone into that lake. The ripple effect is insane.
Right.
I mean, yeah. just you have to step back and appreciate things.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of taken back by the people that we've had in the room. I mean, it's really cool to me that we have people from like you in the room who've been since the beginning, to somebody like Adam, who has been a club member for only a few months, mm-hmm, and to hear the different perspectives about what the club is to all those different people, I think it's really cool. And for me, like, I've heard all those stories, right? I talked to everybody. I've heard Peter's story. I know what happened with Jason and Bree. I know that their story and how they've evolved from the beginning, and Christian and Danny and all of that. But to sit here today and get plugged into like all of that today in one sitting, it just reinvigorates to keep moving forward, right? Because it's, again, I mean, I tend to get sometimes head down into my business, and you know, sometimes I forget about the people that are really here supporting me and that I'm hoping to support as well. And rehearing those stories is just, I'm newly inspired again today by everybody who shared it. It's just awesome. Like, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you know.
I agree.
Did you have something, Peter?
No, I was saying I agree. Because, yeah. I mean, for the time I started, there hasn't been just one person's effect in my life. It seems like every phase of my journey, people have stepped in and helped me through things. Right. Starting with Jason and now with Frank and Kathy right now. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that nobody else does, like you guys. But still, I mean, there's always someone there for the challenges that I'm going through at the time.
Right. So, you know, it's set me back a little bit hearing all the stories again.
Right.
And I guess at the end of it all, it's, man, I guess, wow, David Molina.
Right.
Right. The the way you've touched the people that have crossed your path, the way you've affected them, impacted them, redirected them, and not a selfish moment in their lives over it all, right?
Right.
They give and give and give and pour into people and give an opportunity for us to have businesses and move forward. So, man, hats off to you guys. Dave and Molina, love you guys. It's been a fun journey up to this point. It's a journey that, from my perspective, is really barely beginning.
Yep.
It's just starting to take off. And some very, very cool things are going to happen. And I just, all the credit to them and to our Lord and Savior, man, because without him, they wouldn't be here, right? So.
Right.
Amen.
I wanted to kind of say one last thing. I mean, Molina always talks about, well, I'll start with Dave. Dave always talks about he wants to leave a legacy. Molina, she talks about ripple effect. And one of the huge things that I'm taking out of this recording today is exactly that. I mean, the ability that Oscar and I can sit here and have this conversation, you know, in place of Dave and Molina, because they're on vacation right now, and we wanted to come together and do something for them so that when they come back from vacation, it's like one thing off of their list. But what I think for me, what it has become as we're recording, it's just so much evidence of the ripple effect. Mm-hmm. Because every single person that was in this room, every single person that was mentioned as having an impact on somebody else's life inside of this room, they all started with Dave and Melina, all of it. If it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for those two people and what the vision that they had and what they put together, I wouldn't be here. Oscar wouldn't be here. You guys wouldn't be here.
Absolutely.
The rest of the people in this room wouldn't have been here. It's just like, it's huge. It's huge what Dave and Melina have done. And so for me, that's probably the biggest thing that I'm taking out of today is just how impactful Dave and Melina really are.
Yeah, agreed. So we're gonna call this a wrap. And again, just thank you, Dave and Melina, for all you've done for all of us. And I know that the ripples will continue.
Right. I'm going to do Melina's thing. This is Tim and Oscar for Dave and Melina flipping off.
Flipping out.
Flipping something?